This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
I don't like you pooping on the entertainment value of the tush push.
Oh, I didn't say that. I like the entertainment value of the pulling and the players helping each other over the goal. I think that's fun.
If you go out and you invest $50 million in a quarterback, mm-hmm, that can squat more than anybody that's not an offensive lineman.
No, I agree with that.
Well, that's part of what you do, man.
Yeah.
I think he could be pretty successful in a quarterback sneak without having to have two dudes behind him. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he could, possibly. Yeah.
Tom Brady was.
He possibly could.
My thing is, they can go for it on 3rd and 3 and do it.
Yeah.
They really could.
I want them to do that so bad. I want them to take a first grinding down and just tush push it all the way through to see how many yards.
See, now, they would definitely be in that thing after that. They'd be like, all right, okay, we see what's happening.
Yeah, I need to see somebody else do it the way he does it. He and they do it before I decide it's...
I just hope they don't do it. I hope they don't change it. You might happen during your show.
You draft and pay a $250.
Yeah,
that can squat the house.
Yeah. I hope they change it.
Hey man, that's,
you do?
Oh yeah.
No
way. Of course he does.
He's being a hater.
Of course he does.
Well, yeah. What am I saying?
What does "of course he does" mean?
Do you remember who played in the Super Bowl this past year?
Yeah, who played in the Super Bowl?
Listen, unlike Texans fans, some of you out there, I can attest that the tush push was not what got our asses kicked in that game, nor was it the one that they beat the Eagles in a couple of years ago. I just think it is so stupid to me on defense. On defense, mm-hmm, when you stop a guy and you drive him back, do they get pushed back to the 7 yards you drove him back? No, it comes back to the line of scrimmage.
Of course.
But on the offensive side, if the offensive guys keep pushing,
you're still moving. You know the rules?
No. Well, how come they're still moving too backwards?
Yeah, but they stopped them.
Forward progress.
But then there's forward progress too. The forward progress.
They don't possess the ball.
Yeah.
Progress only continues because you continue
moving forward.
What I'm saying, it is stupid to me, mm-hmm, that other guys can come in and push ball carriers forward when their progress is stopped. But defensively,
assuming their progress is stopped.
There are stopped.
No, they're pushing them from behind. They're not stopped.
Well, under their own power.
They're not.
I got you.
But they wouldn't be.
But then you'd have to figure out where they were stopped. because they're getting pushed from behind.
But again, but that's what as soon as
no okay, well, where did they stop?
Again, then let defensive players shove offensive players back until the whistle blows and the ball goes.
And they
in.
Do.
They do not. They
yes,
stop
they do,
it and move
but
it
the
back
forward
up.
Progress is stopped.
The forward progress, yeah, they stop it. Then just stop it on
and
the
then
offensive
they keep
side of the
back.
Ball.
Here's my analogy. I know we're eating into your
boy.
Oh, well, first, I would like to say that you're listening to KLT AM, KLT FM, HD2 Houston,
this
is Sports Station.
To me, this comes down to one thing. There's one team that is shooting 50% from 3-point range, and everybody else can't shoot more than 30, and they want to change the rule. That's what this is. One team is really good at it. They're shooting 50% from three. Everybody else is shooting less than 30, yeah. So let's change the rule. That's what this is.
I think Ron's issue is not even just with the tush push itself. It is with the idea of pushing offensive players, pushing or pulling
it is. However you put it.
Here's the deal. You can't just eliminate forward progress. There has to be some rule in place for offensive football to happen, right? I mean, for football to happen. There has to be some way to place the football. But here's the deal. If you're the defender and I'm the ball carrier and I hit you and you can't stop me, and we're going backwards, and you're going backwards, and I'm continuing to gain yard, what's going to happen?
I'm gonna feel real bad about myself.
No, but what are your teammates going to do?
They're going to come up here and try and stop it.
They're going to bang the hell out of me, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and then what
So offensively, my guys just got to stand around and let y'all just pound on my ass because, you know what I mean? Like that, it just there's no clear distinction of like.
But the play stops when they come up and hit you, and you stop, the play stops. On the other side, they get to just keep driving them on down the field because they're not the
forward progress.
When you are getting help,
but
as long as
they're still moving forward, the play has not stopped.
That's my
when
issue,
you stop
John.
Somebody, the play stops.
On the offensive side,
I know, but as long as he's moving forward by hook or crook. The play isn't stopped.
Yeah, but that's the problem is the crook is what he's talking about.
I go back to my point.
No need
one
for the crook at that
50%
point.
From three, and you're mad about it.
To me, it's not even just the Eagles. It's anything offensively. First off, offense gets everything in the game.
No, but what I'm
and
saying
to
is,
me, and to me, too, when you, as the ball carrier, are no longer moving on your own, I think it is BS that other people on the offense can move you to keep gaining yards. The play should be stopped when you have stopped moving, just like it is on the other side.
They're pushing him from the snap of the ball. You don't know when he got stopped. They're pushing him as the ball snapped.
John, you should not ever be able to push
because they're really good at
other.
It.
I'm just saying, anybody, you shouldn't. Like, that's, that is crazy to think, hey, man, here, you get the ball on offense, and everyone's just going to get – we're going to get eight other guys to just push behind you, to just keep pushing you. You've been stopped, but we're just going to keep pushing you. We'll go up – we watch all the time. The Eagles get up there, bam, it is a stop right there, and then these two other big dudes behind him are pushing the guy who can squat 700 pounds or helping push him through. And it's not even just on the tush push. We see other times when offensive players have the ball on the field and then offensive line. You want to talk about safety? Offensive linemen on the full sprint. On the full sprint. Offensive linemen on a full sprint coming and just nailing guys forward. It's silly. When you stop, you shouldn't be able to move forward with the help of others.
And I think you're just seeing it differently because I think as soon as the ball snapped, everybody's pushing. And you're saying they shouldn't even do that.
But what
I'm saying, okay, like if he doesn't, if he gets stopped when somebody's pushing him, how do you know when he's getting stopped?
What I am saying,
don't even do that.
I'm saying you should never be able to help push forward.
You can't push a pop.
Another
but you
offensive
can,
player.
And one team is really good at it. That's my bigger point.
I know that you're able to do it. I'm saying the reason why the rules. I just don't think. To me, it is not a fair thing. That an offensive player can get pushed forward by other people. An offensive player can get pushed forward and continue to get yardage by an offensive player. And then, as I said, on the other side, if three defensive guys started to shove a guy back, they stop it. And you don't get the yards that you lost. You come right back to where
I don't see that at all. I mean, defensive tackles, they push piles. So the linebacker can get in and make a tackle. Is that fair? Where do you draw the line on that?
Well, I don't even know. What I'm saying is
defensive tackles, pushing each other to push the line of scrimmage to free linebackers, that's pushing a defensive player.
Yeah, but they don't know about it. These guys don't have the ball.
I understand
I'm talking
that.
About the person with the ball.
Yeah.
The person with the ball.
I think to attempt to make it simpler is that if the ball is to be advanced by a player, it needs to be under their own power. That is the stance that I think Ron Hughley is making.
Yes.
But you get to use three or four to stop me.
Yeah.
So all the defensive guys can hit the ball carrier, but the offensive guys got to stand around and just let him see if he can. Because
I think
tackling.
The protective.
But it's not. I mean, it's tackling is four on one. So I'm just going to stand around and let my guy just get smoked.
I think the protective part of that is that the whistle blows on forward progress.
What does it do on the second and the third? Are we just going to all stand around and watch it happen?
Let's use the other example. I'm a running back. I'm on the wing. It's third and goal from the five. And defensive players start hitting me. Offensive linemen come up and start trying to block the defensive players. Is that a flag because they also hit their own offensive player? You know what I mean?
You can't touch the offensive player.
Yeah. According to you, you can't do that. Like if you're trying to tackle me, and you're trying to tackle Clint, and he's trying to tackle Clint, and I come up and try to knock Reggie off the pile, but I also hit Clint, and I'm helping him. You know what I mean? What do you think?
If you are pushing and assisting
But I'm
Clint,
trying to block you.
Sure. But that's not what they're doing, John.
No, John, stop it.
They're not trying to block somebody else. They're trying to push Jalen Hurts forward.
Oh, I understand that. But how many times?
but you're bringing up other stuff that doesn't
No, I'm not. We see it every Sunday where there's a running back stop with defensive players coming on him. All these other linemen come up there and start pushing too. They're trying to get the defensive lineman off. But they're helping the running back.
No, they're trying to push the running back forward. They're not trying to get the defensive player off. They're trying to push the carrier forward.
No, you're taught to just knock those guys out so the running back can run some more. But you're hitting your own running back, too. Are you legislating that? You're taught as a lineman, get those guys off your running back.
John, they are coming shoving them forward.
No, I know what happens.
Even within that, once you see...
So that play stopped.
There are so many... We see it every Sunday. We see pals that stop. And then offensive players get to move it forward, get to drive it forward when the pal is stopped.
Yeah.
Play should be over. When the pal is stopped, you come up, you're no longer moving. Then some big-ass 340-pounder comes up and starts shoving you forward. Yeah. Where did you start to move again? Well, your legs just start to get powerful again? Or did that person behind you start pushing you forward?
Or is he trying to knock the guys off of you so you can move and continue to run because the whistle hasn't blown?
I think there is a real difference in, hey, I'm trying to block a guy and I accidentally hit the carrier, then, hey, I'm grabbing the ball carrier and I'm pushing him forward.
So that's trying to legislate it.
I imagine that's what the room sounds like in Minnesota. They're trying to decide
agree
whether or not
to disagree.
Whether or not they'll ban the tush push. I'm sure the fellas will keep you abreast of that. But right now, the drive is live.
It is. The drive is live.
You already got that read in, though, right? You already got that in a little earlier.
You got it.
Reg broke his mic. He wasn't even hardly involved.
He got it with 22 seconds left.
I'm always good raw dogging the drive.
Yeah, he raw dogged it right off the damn rod over off the stand over there, man.
Aaron, Andy, come fix the mic.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I smoked a cigarette in my life, but I feel like I could use one right about now.
Yeah.
Woo!
Good, man. There it is.
Oh, it's a hell of a start on a Tuesday. Let's get it.
The crosstalk right there, baby. Yeah. Now, I will say this. I don't think they're going to change it. I don't think they're going to. I don't think they're going to change it. Not yet.
He's got some juice to him.
Not yet.
Yeah, I think if they change it, it would be very, very difficult to apply. That's the fear. The way that the Green Bay Packers have written up the proposal of not assisting in any way, shape, or form, it would be impossible to officiate. I mean, you literally offensive players would literally have to just allow their guy to get smoked over and over and over in any stalemate situation, which the referees are supposed to take that out of the picture and blow the whistle dead, but they don't do that at all times. But in order to apply what the Green Bay Packers are proposing, offensively, anytime there's contact in any level of defender hanging on an offensive player, you would have to just step back and let it go.
Yeah, I don't think that is the case. I think you can get in there and protect your guys. I just think the play stops.
Well, the play doesn't stop unless forward progress is blown dead, which is at the referee's discretion, right? So that's a whole different topic. The truth of the matter is the way the proposal is written is you cannot assist in any way, shape, or form a ball carrier. You can't push him from the back. You can't lock arms with him. You can't do any of that. And it's not just tush push specific.
No. It's,
so that's that to me. That's where the problem lies. Is that it's got to be. It's not one. It's not cut and dry. And two, it's like how do you. I mean, they've done crazier things, right? They don't allow guys to get hit in the head, and somehow these DBs are in real time. Most of them are pretty good at avoiding it. You know how to, so I mean, I guess maybe it could be done, but I just think it'd be
But I think the point that you made before of it should be put on the officials to blow,
to blow
the thing dead when offensive, like when progress happens. And I'll watch, and I don't know, it was a long time ago. In my high school years, as a defensive player, it eats me alive when I see, all right, this back is not moving anymore, especially at the goal line. You'll see the back's not moving anymore, and it almost will appear, and I'm talking any team you watch on Sunday, it will almost appear that the officials are waiting for the offensive players and the pack to get into the end zone. It'd be 2 seconds, 3 seconds, 4 seconds. Like, come on, guys, y'all got to blow it dead at some point. Until then, these offensive players are then shoving forward, trying to shove it in. It's not just, as you said, the tush push. That's the thing is, if they got a handle on blowing the whistle dead fairly on offense, because I tell you, that whistle on defense, you hit a guy and he goes backwards, that whistle comes out quick. Bam, hell, you can hit him again. The only time they'll send it back is if the receiver or the offensive player tries to run forward, and you tackle him further back. So I just like to me it's wild.
Well, it'll be interesting to see. I mean, they've tried controversial or difficult. You know, the high level of difficulty in terms of how it's officiated. The way I read it, it's not strictly about the tush push. It's about aiding a runner, and boy, that is a. That to me that's a slippery slope of asking offensive guys that aren't carrying the ball to not assist in any way, shape, or form in any kind of stalemate, any kind of pile up, anything. That would be hard for me to think that they would allow it.
Text line coming through. Completely agree with Ron here. He makes all the sense in the world. Lopez is being confidently incorrect as usual. Sumbun is a Super Bowl bitter. Lopez is right on this one. Ron is so condescending when he gets animated about something. Again, did you all only hear me animated? Only one in there animated? For that texter, the only one in there animated. My man there, like I say to my wife, am I here to argue with myself?
You do. You do get away.
Oh, stop it! You sit here loud too.
No, it's not the volume. It's not the volume. I thought John was going to get pissed when you said again, John. Well, you do that twice. Now it's going to get from loud to an argument.
Well, I'm sorry. It was just like you start bringing other things
conversation. My ears immediately perked. Like, again, John.
Clearly, it ain't about no other stuff. It's clearly about someone getting behind ball carriers and pushing them forward.
I think you got a technique.
The Chiefs lost by 40. I'm a great debater.
That is awesome.
Shout out.
I'm a master debater.
Shout out to old Jackie, my old debate.
Jackie.
But no, I just listen. It is the Chiefs lost. They were down 40-6. They got tush pushed on them 2 years ago in the Super Bowl by the Eagles, and they won it. This had anything to do with the Super Bowl. Hell, if I complain about the tush push.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.